Hi, hello, ma'am. Sorry to interrupt you this Friday evening. My name is Matthew. Just to start off, I'm not trying to sell you anything. I'm just conducting an opinion poll about issues and elections in the area of Texas. To begin, are you registered to vote at this address in Texas?
In what, Texas?
Yes, are you in Texas?
Yes, I'm in Texas, and I've got a voter thing for this year.
Perfect, perfect. So you're eligible to conduct these questions. Now, the first one, when it comes to politics, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or something else?
Something else.
Okay.
Most likely the party, they're both crooks. Neither one of them know how to tell the truth.
I understand.
And I don't know who I'll vote for. Go ahead.
No, I understand. But which one do you lean more towards, Democrats or Republicans?
Neither.
Okay. Have you ever voted for either in the past?
Yes.
Okay. Would that be Democrat or Republican?
I think that's my business.
No, I understand that. This is anonymous. I don't have your personal information.
Both.
I understand. Now, there is a Democratic primary election coming up soon in March for U.S. Senate between Congressman Colin Alvarez and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz and for local offices like state legislator. Will you definitely vote in this Democratic primary? Probably vote? Or you're going to wait? You're definitely going to vote?
No, I'm definitely.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, next, tell me if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. Here's the first one. So, Victoria Nieve Criado, are you favorable, somewhat favorable?
I know nothing about her.
Okay. How about Planned Parenthood? Do you feel favorable or unfavorable towards that organization?
I think it's horrible when they start fooling with young people's minds.
So is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you so much. How about Nathan Johnson?
I was running our own family.
He's the one that's won. He's right now, he's the speaker.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion towards him?
I think he's a good person.
So is that somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very? Which one do you lean more towards?
What do you got to have, a yes or no?
Yeah, so do you find him somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you so much. How about Elizabeth Ginsburg?
I'm taking a trip to Puerto Rico.
I do not know anything about her.
Thank you. How about Ron Kirk?
Don't know anything about him.
Thank you. How about Colin Albright?
Call or visit nationaljetrelief.com.
I don't like the name.
I'm sorry, you said is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Say again, I told you, I'm unfavorable.
Yeah, is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you so much. How about Roland Gutierrez?
Don't know nothing about him.
Thank you. How about President Joe Biden?
Which Biden? His son?
No, Joe Biden, the president.
The president? He's doing his best.
So somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. How about Clay Jenkins? Clay Jenkins. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Thank you so much. I appreciate you. Now, in the Democratic primary for the Texas State House, which candidate, Jasmine Simon or Elizabeth Ginsburg, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Let's say you had to choose today. Which one would you vote for?
I cannot answer that question.
Thank you, and I appreciate your answer. Let's move forward. Which of the following five issues do you care about the most? Which is most important for a Democratic candidate to address? Here's the first issue. Guns. Sensible gun sales laws requiring red flag mental background checks and raising the age to 21 for buying assault-style weapons. Or two, abortion. Texas laws criminalizing abortion and restricting women's freedoms. Or number three, education. Governor Abbott's voucher plan to divert public education money to private and religious schools and not increase teacher pay. Or local control.
The first one, guns, right? Not the guns, yes.
Okay, got you. We're on the same page. Let's move forward here. And what is the next most important issue out of the ones I mentioned? There's one I didn't say, which was... So you picked abortion. That was the most... You picked guns. That was the most important issue. So which one comes second to you? Abortion, education, local control?
Abortion.
Got you. Thank you so much. In general, which type of candidate in the Democratic primary of the Texas State House do you prefer? Is it A, one who has the best shot of beating Republican incumbent Morgan Meyer by running a strong and well-funded campaign that emphasizes Democratic values but also appeals to independents and crossover voters with a pro-jobs, business-friendly message? Or B, one with the most liberal positions on issues who has a long history of progressive activism.
One that
local...
is a Christian and lives in the light, not in the dark world, okay?
Okay, got you. No, I understand what you're saying there. Now,
any of those people, I've got a choice.
No, of course, and we respect your opinion. I just want to thank you.
I'm not going to give you an answer. I just gave you an answer on those three.
Right. Now, next, rate if each of the following statements describing one of the candidates for Texas State House, Jasmine Simon, leads you to definitely vote for her, probably vote for her, or does not impact your opinion. So here's the first statement. It says here, Jasmine Simon will use her problem-solving skills as a successful narrator, negotiator, and courtroom lawyer to stop private school vouchers and fight for the Democratic plan to lower property taxes while fully funding the state's obligation to public education. Does that statement...
If they were held to what they say they would do, it'd be wonderful. But every one of them is going to do what they damn well please. Forget about the people, okay?
No, I understand that, ma'am. It's just...
I don't want to go any further. I'm thoroughly disgusted with this conversation.
You know, your opinion...
Goodbye. God bless you. Have a great day. God look at you and your family. And you find your maker. Bye-bye.
That's why we just want to ask you these questions.
that's not tax. Okay, the next one is book burn or non book burn, no tax or definitely.
Damn.
Okay, left line. Now, Jasmine will be the strong voice and awesome to address that neglect of cancer and epidemic. Now, would that statement make you definitely vote for her? Probably vote for her or have no effect? And this can change. Now, this starts by putting this house with just inside this common sense problem solving approach. Is that something would make you definitely vote for it? Probably or no effect? No, but now Jasmine Simon is a successful partner of one of the country's largest law firms with a history of using her time and talent to come to voting rights and helping people see that the legal and negotiation. Same question, same question. No, that's Jasmine Simon is such a